Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Catherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Catherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope Radio. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host. I am seeking out the hope in every aspect of my life. Now, some days I have to seek a little harder than others. Some days hope is not naturally part of the situation. Some days I have to be willing to take that extra, go that extra mile. And I could tell you from personal experience, if you keep seeking that hope and if you keep pushing towards the possibilities, then you will find your breakthrough. The storms, they have been swarming around me and my family as of late, and I'm talking from every single direction, expected and unexpected. The clouds have been so heavy at times, it's been difficult to breathe. But we determined as a family that we were just going to put our heads down and we were going to keep going. Now, some days we saw just a little bit of breakthrough, only to be bombarded with even more storms. The darkness of the clouds would make me want to quit. But I kept doing what I knew to do, and then nothing would happen. And I would keep doing what I knew to do, and nothing would happen. And that made me want to stop. The lack of results. I kept looking at my circumstances and I kept thinking, why bother? The encouragement I received from groups like the 10 Minute Novelist over on Facebook and the Christian Women Affiliate, sometimes that's all I had to take that next step. But eventually, I would step. And just in taking that step, I would find the courage to take another step. I managed to find my way to put my head down and keep going. I made the purposeful choice to push one more time. I tried just a little more. I determined to keep kicking down the walls of the boxes. And finally, or should I say suddenly, the box collapsed and I was standing on the edge of breakthrough. I could see the opening, and seeing that opening overwhelmed me with comfort and peace and joy. We had found our possibility, but it only happened because we kept pushing, we kept going, we kept stepping. But here's the catch. If I settle into this moment of seeing the opening and the possibility, then I will never experience the breakthrough. I have to keep going to get there. Now, it becomes a little lighter when I see that opening, and by that I mean there's less darkness, but there's also less weight. But the opening will close or move away if I settle into the moment instead of pushing on through. It takes action. Sometimes the only difference between the breakthrough and the breakdown is that next step. Sometimes the only difference between that next step and retreat is the people that I have chosen to put around me. See, I'm not designed to do this alone. And when I attempt to do this alone, then I become weighed down, overwhelmed, and sometimes crushed. This week, I continue talking with Charlotte Cole, the author of Heartbeats for Cancer. she and I had a great time talking about possibilities and finding the uniqueness that God has for each one of us. Charlotte shared that she was fighting her way to this new purpose. She was finding her way to living out a new song for her life. And she said she wants to help others find that new song for their own lives as well. I love the idea of uncovering the seed that God planted in your heart and then growing that up, growing that seed into your unique song. Charlotte reminded me that when you get hold of what God wants you to do, then nothing and nobody can stop you from achieving that song. It's not always easy to get that song, and for many people, just uncovering that unique seed can almost be an impossible task. The world will do all it can to stop the seed from being revealed. The enemy will send the storms and the heavy clouds to crowd out the light. And if the light gets crowded out, then it gets hard to see. And when it's hard to see, I begin to falter in my steps. Chatting with Charlotte reminded me that my hope grows when I share with others that are pursuing their own hope. I grow up my possibility when I connect with others that are growing up in their own possibility. I find or uncover my seed when I watch others kick down that box or push aside the stuff that has covered them up or smothered that seed, and they're walking out the possibility and the purpose for their lives. I find my purpose when I see others living out their purpose. See, change is going to happen in my life. I can follow the change that leads me to God's design, or I can settle into the change that keeps me covered and in the dark. I begin to find my design and to live out my design as I invest in the efforts to pull out the weeds so that God can flourish through my life. God has put a new song into your heart, or He's uncovered the stuff that had piled up on that seed, and the seed starting to bloom or starting to grow. How is that looking?
So it's looking like what I want to do is I'm living it, but I want to give it to women. Like, it is what I want, and I've been doing it. So God gave me this keynote talk so I can go in and talk to a group of women and help them. I've got these cards that I made up, and they write down their dream, and we go through this process of like looking at the obstacles and then categorizing them into levels of difficulty. And, you know, ultimately it's change is happening. And I did this last fall in this one church, and when Toby Mac says, "If you want to steal my show," he stole my show. We were all like 10 feet off the ground at the end of it all. And I mean, it was just phenomenal. These women were getting up. I didn't know I was going to do this. This is the first time I'd given this talk. And I said, would anybody want to share? Because I made sure that when the dream came out that it was private, they didn't have to tell anybody. Because scary. It's scary for me to tell you I have that Beth Moore vision. I mean, yeah, most people are like, right.
Well, and I'm like, I think that's why when I saw you, there was an immediate spiritual connection. That had to be it, because everything you're saying is what has been going through my heart as well. So I totally get you.
Right.
At a whole nother level.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm so glad. And I was like so glad to reconnect with you. And so, but these answers, so these women ended up wanting to share.
Right.
They got up on the stage and they're like, one woman gets up, she's about 57 years old, and she's like, I want to become a counselor. And she's an African-American woman, and I say that because you think about what her life was like 57 years ago. It makes me so emotional that she would step into this new space. This was God revealed to her during this talk. Another girl gets up, and she's kind of a big girl, like big. And she gets up, and she's like, I want to be a Zumba teacher, but I'm scared that I'm too big. And we just sat there and we talked to the audience for a minute. And I'm like, is there anyone here that might feel more comfortable in a Zumba class if their teacher was a little bit more normal than the girls that you usually see in your exercise class? And that girl is teaching Zumba in that church.
Yay!
And another girl was feeling called to make puppet shows. And another girl was feeling called to forgive her abusive parents. And another girl was brought up poor and wanted to grow a garden for her family and for other people. And so you never know. It's not everybody sitting there with a Beth Moore dream.
That's
but
right.
These people got up on stage and admitted it in front of this group of people. And God, you know, one of my gifts that he's put in me, which I swore, I cannot believe it, especially growing up in the Episcopal Church. I remember being like, well, you know, I'll never be a prayer warrior. You know, like, that's awkward. You don't sit there and close your eyes in front of other people and talk to God like you know him. Well, you can't say never, right, with God.
Oh, I mean, that is like throwing the gauntlet. It's almost like you challenge him. He's go, oh, really? I think I'll show you differently.
I pray at the drop of a hat all the time with people. You're in a waiting room with me and you're looking sad. You better watch out. I'm going to be sitting there next to you finding out what's going on. And we're praying. And anyway, so these girls, everyone that came up, you know, we just prayed over their
awesome
dreams and these seeds. And so the vision is that if we could get through the weeds that are holding these seeds back, that these dreams would blossom, and not only would our churches be a better place, but this world would be a better place.
Absolutely.
God has a plan for every one of us, and it's not just me, although he's pushing me into mine, he's refining me, and so I can now stand with these women and be like, look, if I can do this, you can do this.
Yes, I get it, I get it. I wish I had the book handy. He was doing that with me in the church that we're at. He led me in there to be the ministry counselor and to help people discover their unique ministries because I have the gift of discernment
right. If
I choose to utilize it, which, you know, we don't always utilize our gifts, but I can kind of get what your dream is even before you do, just if we talk and we start sharing and then I start getting excited and then I'm going to help you get excited about your dream. But they wanted it to be about the church, and they want to, you got to do the spiritual gift test and you got to do this. And I'm like, those are equipment for fulfilling your dream, uncovering your dream. You got to go deeper than that. You got to get to what it is God put in you. He knows. You have not shocked him. You have not surprised him.
And I do think people know what it is, but it's so scary. What if I tell you that I have this vision and you come up with all those negative things that I've heard all my life? You can't. You're not good enough. You're too this. You're too that. No, you're silly. I can't even believe you're thinking that, right? That's always the risk. And I'm just like, those are lies. We got to get through. Those are the weeds that are holding back these dreams, and we got to knock them out so God can just flourish through us and change this world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. What can I do to help you with this vision? What is there anything that I can do? I do the radio. I do have the book. I do teach as well on finding your purpose. I say it's your unique purpose. And actually, it's not even your unique purpose. It's your place in God's purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is trying to book speaking engagements, get in front of these women. Again, I told you I've got this talk that he's given me with these cards that I pass out. And they, you know, they really spend some time thinking about this and working on it. And then there's a little accountability bit. And it's, you know, one thing I know, because I'm really studying professional speaking, and so I'm learning that, you know, it's very likely you'll go to these events and you'll get high and you're just like, this is wonderful. And then you go back to life and that's sort of there. And so part of the speaking world is to really help come up with a talk that is going to make a lasting impact that people are going to come back to and really see some change. And so that's one thing that happened with this talk, that this girl started teaching Zumba.
That's awesome. I mean, I love that.
I know. I mean, that's just the best.
It's exciting when you run into somebody and first of all, you're just happy they were listening when you were talking, but to hear that it changed them, to know that God is working through you in that way, because you immediately know it was not you.
No, it was that's he stole my show.
Yeah.
That's the song, you know, if you want to steal my show. So I do. I always want him to steal my show. So, but I'm working diligently on trying to get the show for him to steal. So that's one thing I'm trying to do.
I think it would be an awesome women's retreat, not just a one time, just a one talk, but a whole retreat on finding your uniqueness, finding your seed.
Right. And maybe spending some time in, you know, I said prayer is one of my things, and spending some time in prayer and identifying those lies, and then also maybe coming up with maybe the next right steps to get free of those lies. But a lot of women need to be in recovery. I'm in recovery. I go to Al-Anon. I go to Overeaters Anonymous. You know, I go to counseling. I do a lot of self-healing from a lot of my hurts. And I'm not one of those girls that's going to sit in the murk. I'm just, no, you know, I'm going to like look sober and be like, yeah, I am. I'm struggling with my weight. That's my next book actually is, you know, it's going to be called Heartbeats for Body Image. And I'm just going through the motions very raw and real and like, wow, I just went out and overate when I'm trying really hard not to do that and then trying to identify why I did that. And I think people are really gonna be able to relate to that. Oh, I know what it's like when you do that, or beating myself up for something, or trying to control a situation that I have no control over.
Or trying to control the food. We are bad as a society to try to say, okay, I'm gonna eat something with no calories in it, but I'm not going to deal with why I'm eating in the first place.
And that's what I'm trying to deal with. And I'm doing it in a journal fashion. And so the readers, which is what my Heartbeats for Cancer is. And so the readers can kind of follow me on that journey and just see these real emotions around food. It's not, Jenny Craig isn't going to help me.
No, it's a heart issue.
It's a heart issue. And so that's one of the things I'm working on. And then the other thing is just really working on these relationships. I think there's a lot of women in the church that are in very destructive marriages and they don't know what to do because the Bible just is not black and white about it. Like, you know, it'll be black and white about, you know, God's best is not divorce, right? That's clear, but it's not clear if your leader is harming you. Well, you can take scripture and say, well, it says we should be long-suffering and it says to pick up our cross. And so you can really convolute these things. And so these dreams that are within your heart that God put in there, these plans begin to die.
Right. I understand
Because you're legalistically following the word of God. And I don't think the church knows what to do with abuse. And so I am really intent on figuring it out and providing women with some things that they really can hang on to if they're really intent on being in the Word of God and being a woman of God, but they're dying from a physical circumstance. I'm going to figure out.
I'm going to fix this.
I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to go shop it to churches because I had a girl tell me.
I think you already have figured it out. I just don't think you're trying to put it in a package. And what you did at that conference, helping the women find that seed that God planted, that's the answer.
Right.
Because when you live out what it is that God wants for you, when you get a hold of that, nothing can stop you.
That's how I feel today.
And either he has got to come on board or he will have to get away. The enemy can't be in what God's doing. He can't. And when I think you have the answer. I think that's the answer, is giving them the power to live out God's will for their lives.
And that just resonates with me. And sometimes as a Bible believer, you need permission. You need permission because I know for myself, I was hanging on to the wrong scripture. And there were times within it all that God would say, girlfriend, put down First Peter and start reading the Psalms.
I just love that he calls you girlfriend. Girlfriend. That's great.
He just loves me.
Yes, he does.
And I did not know that. I didn't come from an environment where I was adored. You know, I came from a toxic environment, and there was a lot of stuff going on in a lot of people's lives, and there wasn't really anybody to say, look at this precious girl. And then when I met Jesus, he said, look at this precious girl.
What else can you say?
What else can you say? And so that's part of my message too with women is I get in there, and I don't know if you've seen this bumper sticker before, is my all-time favorite. It says, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite.
I like that.
And I believe it.
There you go. I believe that you just named the show, Jesus Loves You, But I'm the Favorite.
But my message to these women is I want every one of them leaving with that same confidence when they leave the talk or they leave the event. I want them to say, hey, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite.
Right. I like that. I like that a lot. And like I said, I think that that's your answer. Jesus loves them more than anyone else on the earth.
Yes, he does.
And that God has designed them for a specific place within his purpose that only that one person can fulfill.
Exactly.
And that he planted that seed, and what we need to do is get rid of all the stuff that is suffocating that seed so it can grow up and become what God has designed.
That's exactly right. And the seed may be a Beth Moore speaker, and it may be growing a garden, and it may be forgiveness, and it may be writing a book. But you need to be obedient.
And accept that it's your seed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for visiting with me, Charlotte. You are an encouragement and an inspiration, not for your struggles, but for the strength of your hope. Now, you can learn more about Charlotte Cole, and you can purchase her book, Heartbeats for Cancer, by visiting her website, charlottesheart.com. That's charlottesheart.com. Sometimes the strength that I need comes simply from sharing a smile or a little laughter with a fellow journeyer. Charlotte is one of those. She warms my heart and helps me find the courage to take that next step. You can invite Charlotte to come speak at your next event or your next conference, or you can just send Charlotte an email through her website. We all need more of that encouragement, more of that warmth in our lives. The world will not make the path easy for me. The world will not clear out the way. The world's going to be doing the exact opposite. The world is trying to hinder my progress or force my retreat. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's it. That's all he's doing. He doesn't care how that looks. His favorite weapons of choice are our friends, our family, our organized religion, because those are the places we most often put our trust. I've seen this played out time and time again in my own life. I'm moving along, doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing, and a family member calls me out for not doing enough, or maybe because I'm moving down the wrong path, or what they see as the wrong path. Because I have trust in the opinion of that family member, I begin to question my steps. I pause. And in that pause, the enemy takes advantage and attacks. Apparently, it's harder to hit a moving target, so he has to get me to stop. I've seen these targeted attacks happen in my church family. I'm making choices that are clear and obvious for my unique journey. I'm excited. I'm focused. And then, out of nowhere, a leader in the church calls me out for not making the church important enough in my life. I stutter and I strain because I trusted the leader to be my strength and to guide me. And now I'm questioning my direction. The enemy takes advantage of that stutter to try and dissuade me from my steps. And he tries to cause me to stumble. Because apparently, it's harder to cause me to stumble when I'm focused on the path in front of me instead of all that noise around me. I've watched hearts break and never fully mend because of a friend that's done some stabbing or stomped or crushed. It's happened in my life, and it's happened in the lives of those around me. I've told the story before of the friend that said hurtful things to me and made me question the very definition of friendship. But I also had a friend that just walked away. And she was one of those friends. We had one of those friendships that ran so deep that I was certain somewhere, somehow, we were truly sisters. She was often my strength, my comfort. She was definitely a collaborator, and she was so much more. Rarely did a day go by when we did not spend time together, either on the phone or in person. And then one day, she was gone. She told me she never wanted to speak to me again. No explanation, no warning. Just an empty hole left where our friendship had resided. The enemy moved right in to fill that hole, and he still attempts to worm his way in through that hole. Some holes never fully mend, and the enemy knows that. See, we're designed for relationships, and we seek out people and groups that have similar likes or interests. We bond with others in friendship or marriage or church. We grow up these bonds. We invest in these bonds. We hold tight to these bonds. But they're not the cord. They may be part of it, but they're not the cord. The three-cord bond has God at its center. If I fully understand the three-cord bond, then I begin to recognize and I understand that God is first and God is last and God is centered. If the other person in the bond does not fulfill her part, or if she just up and decides to walk away one day, my hope and my faith and my trust remains in that center, in God. The moment I put that value in the person, I'm setting myself up to be attacked by the enemy. And the enemy will attack every chance he gets. God wants us to grow up friendships around us. God wants us to build bonds that hold us firm on his foundation. But God wants us always, always to look to him first. If I want my relationships to be lasting connections or to make lasting impacts, then I have to put it all in God first and on God along the way. It may not make it hurt any less when betrayal happens or accusations arise or that hole is left in my heart, but it will keep me focused on Him. And when my focus is on Him, then nothing and nobody, not even the attacks of the enemy or the noise of the world, nothing can keep me from fulfilling the design that God has for my life. Growing Hope will be back in just a moment. There will always be an excuse. There will always be a reason not to keep going. There will always be something that tries to hinder my journey. In truth, the only thing that gets in the way of the journey looks back at me from the mirror every day. I am the only person, the only thing, that can hinder my success. Place and Purpose is a book that offers my own experiences with discovering that unique path and uncovering the truth that they don't hold the answers to my journey. I break it down to four simple questions: why, what, how, and when.
When you answer these questions for yourself, then you will be closer to that unique place designed just for you. Here are some of the things that are being shared about place and purpose. Catherine shares many ways that you can get closer to God and begin to identify that missing part of your life. Place and Purpose offers practical tips for digging into a personal relationship with God so that I can recognize His purpose for my life. Catherine Lang has filled this book with wonderful advice for beginners, but also practical advice for the seasoned believer. Get your copy of Place and Purpose by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books and begin to answer the why, what, how, and when of your journey.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome to the Christian Women Affiliate Radio, glorifying God in words and actions. Hello and welcome back to Growing Hope Radio. I am Catherine Lang, your delighted and optimistic rainbows and lollipops host, because eventually that sun comes through. Eventually, I do get to the top. Eventually, the breakthrough arrives. I just have to find a way to get through the eventually. And that eventually can be the toughest, longest and driest moments of my life. That's why this week we're talking about God's overflowing love for me and for you. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I'm His favorite. And you are His favorite. And we have to learn how to live out that favorite status. I need to get to a place where I recognize and live boldly in the person that God designed and not in what I've perceived or what the world has declared. And when I get to that place where I understand and recognize my most favored position, I also need to have people around me that can help me and help me understand that I'm not in this alone. Yesterday, I had a really good friend. She's a very positive, focused, uplifting friend. She was sharing about how she had reacted out of anger and spite instead of in the spirit. I shared some encouraging words with her, and right in the middle of sharing those encouraging words, I encountered my own struggle. I had a situation come up where I wanted to respond in spite, and even in a little because it was the perfect I told you so moment for me to be able to say, you should have listened to me. But because I had been investing in encouraging my friend in her own situation, I was already propped up to handle the situation for my own life. See, sharing with her allowed me to handle my situation with a spirit focus that could overcome that fleshly need. The irony of the whole moment is that it took me about 2 or 3 responses to her before I began to recognize the situation in my own life. The flesh will trip you up in a blink of an eye, and it's made all the more possible when I'm not watching my own actions or my own words. I get distracted by other people or other activities of the world, and I forget all about me. And when I forget all about me, then I quit guarding my heart and my mind. And when I quit guarding my heart and my mind, then I give the flesh free rein, and nothing good comes from that. It's important to keep finding ways to stay focused, to come back to that moment in time where I recognized my favored place, where where I had started living it out. And then I need to begin acting back in that favored position and through that favored position. I need to be the person God designed me to be. Many years ago, I attended a concert, and the band shall remain nameless because I don't want any of y'all out there getting jealous. But I was down on the floor, and back then you could stand down on the floor. You didn't have seats. And I was in the very front row. And right there, and from that position, I could enjoy the fans that were cooling the performers on stage. It was the perfect place. Only some guy stepped in front of me, and he cut me off from that breeze, and conditions became unbearable, like immediately. I was miserable. And the lead singer caught my eye and made a motion that said smile. And when I smiled, he sang to me. He singled me out of all those people in that crowd. He singled me out because I was miserable. And I looked it and I felt it. And he wanted me to enjoy what he had to offer. And that was just some singer at a concert. God's will for me, God's love for me, far outstretches what that singer could ever hope to be or hope to offer. And yet I give more attention to that singer than I do to God on most days. Ouch! I mean, sitting here making that comparison brought a lot of things to light for me. I smiled at the singer because of emotion he made. I responded to his desire to see me enjoy his concert. And the irony is that I paid the price at that concert. And yet God has paid the price for me to live out my life in his blessing. And despite the fact that he paid the price, I still ignore him. And I get caught up in the unbearable conditions back in the crowd instead of following his way to the front. I miss the reprieve because I'm stuck in what they say and what they're doing. I miss his blessings. So today we're talking about how to get there, how to stay there, how to get to that place where I see and recognize the call from God. And when I step up into that call, I step up into his blessings. And the top ways to get to that place of favored blessing, first, read it for myself. It's good to study and learn from others, but I have to know it for myself. Second, meditate on it until it's settled. Third, find others that will support the journey. I need others that will call me out, hold me up, and help me see my journey. Fourth, take a look back. I need to regularly review my steps if I'm going to know if I'm stepping in the right direction. Five, stay in constant contact. My conversations with God need to be daily and often all day so that I always know where I belong. See, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. Charlotte Cole shared that idea with me, and it made me smile. It's like the little brother saying he's the favorite, even though I know that I'm the favorite. Because a daddy that is love and therefore is always giving unconditional overflowing love to his children, he will see each and every child as the favorite. Now, Growing Hope has to take a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to share more on these five tips for living favored blessing. This is the Growing Hope Review. Each week, I'll share with you one of my favorite Bible studies, books, or movies, or even television series, and I'll tell you why it moved me to share. Although I know we each get something different out of the things that we encounter, I also know that when we are moved by words, then others are likely to be moved as well. This week's review is on the book, The Richest Man in Town by V.J. Smith. It's a very short book. It's considered a gift book. My dad shared this gift book with me several years back, and I fell in love with Marty, the focus of the book. Marty worked at Walmart. Or I should say, Marty changed lives at Walmart. His story of hope, attitude, and sharing was not only an inspiration that brought hope to my own day, but it was a challenge to seek out opportunities to take more purposeful actions to positively affect those that I encounter. Like I said, it's a short book. It's only around 90 pages, and those are small pages because it's a gift book. There are a total of 13 chapters, and it would be a great read for a Sunday school class, a Bible study, or a discussion group. It's a great read for anyone at any time. We all need a reminder that no matter what the world throws in our paths, it's up to us to choose the better actions in response. You can purchase used copies of the hardback gift book through the third-party sources on Amazon.com, or you can visit the publisher website at www.simpletruths.com to purchase bulk copies of the book. Let Marty help you find that new song for your life. This has been a Growing Hope review.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Are you a writer searching for your place in this ever-changing publishing industry? We've been there, and we want to help you navigate these waters. Peculiar Productions began as a support for authors between authors. Along the way, we've met and connected with editors, designers, and formatters. In each of the new connections, we discovered hearts hungry to pursue their passions. Peculiar Productions is a new company that seeks to help individuals match their unique gifts and talents with the needs of others. As a writer, you can pursue the indie path with our help and encouragement. Learn more at www.pqproductions.com. That's www.pecuproductions.com.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
We are Growing Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope Radio. I am still Catherine Lang, and I am still God's favorite child. If you were with me before the break, you know why I'm God's favorite. And you also are beginning to understand that you are also God's favorite child. See, there is no limit to the favorites in God's house because there is no limit to the love that resides there. Being the favorite comes with blessings and privileges, but too often I'm living in struggle and discomfort instead of that place that God desires for me. It's not because God is withholding, but because I'm in the wrong place. It's me. So if I want to be where the blessings are, then I have to understand my place as the favorite child, and I have to make the choices to live boldly in that place. The five tips I shared before the break were: 1, read it for myself; 2, meditate on it until it's settled; 3, find support; 4, take a look back; and 5, stay in constant contact. God is making the way if I will just turn my focus to Him and follow. The first step is to read it for myself. I can remember many years ago, early in our marriage, we were struggling with finances, and I was praying to God and having a good old talk with Him. And I said, "God, it says in your word that you will provide." It wasn't the first time I had made that statement in my prayers, but it was the heard a response in my heart so loud it was almost audible. God said, "Where in my word does it say that?" Now, I know God didn't want me to think He was saying it wasn't in there. God was challenging me to learn His word for myself. So much of what I understood about Scripture came to me secondhand. I'd heard it in church or from my dad or from a Bible study, and all the sources had been valid, but they had not been the source. If I'm going to understand my place, then I have to understand God's word in a personal way. And that will only happen if I make the investment into the actual word. The second step takes reading the word to the next level. I have to know it in my knower if I'm going to stand against the storms. And knowing it in my knower takes more than just reading it once or even memorizing it. I have to feed it in me over and over and over until the concept or idea becomes as natural as breathing. It has to become part of me if I'm going to live it out. When I first started ballroom dancing, I would count the steps and I would count the time. I had a dance instructor. You know those kind, right? And he was trying to make me dance and not just do steps. He would just take me out on the dance floor and move me around the dance floor without regard to the music or the dance or the timing. I had to be so settled into the actual idea of dancing, and I had to trust his lead so that I could just dance. If I want to have the understanding of favor status, settled for my life, then I have to do what that drill instructor, dance instructor, did. I have to meditate on the Word of God so that it leads me around regardless of the circumstances or the timing of the music. So read it for myself and then meditate on it until it's settled. The third thing is to find support, because we already understand that we're not designed to do this alone. I need reminding, because even when it's settled into my knower, I sometimes have a slip of the mind and I begin to act out of emotions and not the spirit, just like my friend did. It's important that I have people around me that will remind me to step up and that will encourage me to continue to stretch out. They can be people I meet with on a regular basis, or they can just be the ones I cry out to in crisis. Both are needed and both are necessary. Now, step four is a review process, and sometimes you may want to combine it with the support and accountability of step three. Step four is to look back on the steps to make sure you are on the right path. Each night, I should review where I have been to be sure that it's where I should have been. Each night I should look over my actions and my behaviors to compare them to the expectations of the one living as the favorite child. When I take time to review my actions, then I am better equipped to adjust and act right before things get out of control. And finally, step five is stay in constant contact. And that really rolls into step four as well, because if I'm in constant contact and I'm constantly talking to God about what is going on and where I'm going, then I will be a constant review of what I'm doing. And that will help me stay focused on the right direction and will help me stay grounded in the place of most favored child. If I'm willing to invest in these five steps, then I begin to grow up in my understanding of what it means to be God's favorite. And when I step up into that place of God's favorite, then I can boldly proclaim with understanding that yes, Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. And when I get there, I will be in a better position to act in a way that represents that favored position. And I will speak things that reveal my favored position. And I will live in a way that shows why I am that favored child. So it's simple. Just read it for myself. See, I can learn from other people. I can get your information. I can grow on what you have to say, but I need to know God's word for myself if I'm truly going to know it in my knower. The second thing I have to do is meditate on it until it's settled. I need to put it in me over and over and over again until it becomes as natural as breathing in my life, if I'm going to be able to stand on it when those storms come. Third, find others to support this journey. We're not supposed to do trying to do it alone. Find people that will call you out, that will call me out, that will lift me up, that will help me when I need it the most. Fourth, take a look back. Review the steps that I've been taking. Review my day so I know if I'm on the right track. Look at where I'm going so that I can know if I am headed down the path that I desire. And fifth, stay in constant contact. I need to always be talking to God if I'm going to know that I'm on the path of where I belong. Now, Growing Hope Radio needs to take one more break, but when we come back, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite scriptures that point to this direction of me having favored status, of me being that favorite child of God. Growing Hope Radio will be right back. This is your Growing Hope Scripture Focus. Each week, I will share a favorite Bible verse and challenge you to memorize and study that verse over the next 7 days. By putting the Word of God in our hearts and in our minds with consistency, those words will settle in and begin to grow fruit that shows forth in our own words and in our actions. This week's verse is Psalm 1, 2 through 3. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season,
whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It really is that simple. When I make the choice that keeps me focused on God, when I make the effort to meditate on His Word day and night, then He becomes my provision. God becomes the leader for each of my steps, and God always leads me into a promised land. If things seem off, then I am the one that is taking the wrong turns. If circumstances look wrong, then I am the one that has spoken words out of order or out of purpose. If my situation is heavy and too much of a burden to bear, then I am the one that has piled all of this stuff on top of myself. God says that when I focus on Him, when I make His Word and His will the priority for each moment of my day, then everything that I do shall prosper. This has been your Growing Hope Scripture Focus.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
The sound of the door unlocking made her heart speed up. Her reasonable mind told her there was nothing on the other side, but reason had lost its argument long ago. It was time to face the past, no matter how much she wanted to run. Run, the pulse-quickening first novel in the Big Spring series from Catherine C. Lang. Don't look back. Get it today in paperback or ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com. Run.
Got hope? Growing Hope seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out the bold life grounded in hope. The monthly newsletter offers tips, inspirational stories, and scriptures to help grow up hearts that are open to pursue the extraordinary. Visit CatherineLang.com/promotion and sign up and receive a moment of hope, the Growing Hope monthly newsletter.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of Growing Hope Radio, where I, Catherine Lang, your ever faithful and always faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host, I have been talking about how I am God's favorite. But the great news is that you are also God's favorite. Because when you live in a house that is indwelled by love, that is created and built by love, then there is love enough to go around for each child to be the favorite. And so before the break, I was sharing my 5 tips for not only recognizing my favored position, but for also living life boldly in that position. So the first was read it for myself. Read the word for myself. Second, meditate on that word until it's settled within my heart. Third, find support from others for this journey of favored position. Fourth, take a look back, review the process, see where things have gone before so that I know where to go in the future. And fifth, stay in constant contact with God. Always be communicating with God. And I told you that I was going to share with you some of my favorite verses for living out in that favored status, because after all, it does begin with reading the word for myself and then meditating on that word until it's settled. So Proverbs 3 is a great place to start. Proverbs is always a great place to start. And in Proverbs 3, I'm being told that if I don't forget God's law, if I keep that law and I bind my mercy and truth that I discover in that law, and I don't forsake them, that I will find favor and understanding from God and from man. Isaiah carries on with this theme when he says in Isaiah 30:18, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. And also he goes on to say, God waits on high to have compassion on you. Gracious here means to show favor. See, the Lord is waiting to show me favor. And the term compassion here, which is translated as mercy in some translations, it means to love deeply and have tender affection for and to cherish. The Lord loves me deeply. He cherishes me. Paul speaks of the favor of God when he states in Romans 12:3 that faith is granted to him by the unmerited favor of God.
God gives because he loves me and not because I've done anything or can do anything to justify that love. Paul speaks of the favor. He goes on in Romans 5 and says that one man's mistake, through that one man's mistake, we fell into sin. But it was by one man's sacrifice, by what Christ did for me, that I am given the gift of grace, the favor of God. John 3:16 states it as strong as it can be stated. God so loved me that he gave his only son that I might believe and not perish but have everlasting life. Ephesians 2:8 goes on to say, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." See, God has given me his favor. And in God's favor is completeness, wholeness, blessings that are exceeding abundantly more than I can think or imagine. I am his favorite because he has made me and he has crafted me uniquely. And he says I am good, and he honors that uniqueness with his favor. But you are also crafted unique as well. So you are his favorite as well. We live out life in favor when we come to understand fully what God has given us and why he has given it to us. And then we accept that gift and enjoy that gift. Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. Are you living life as the favorite of God? Thank you so much for joining me today on Growing Hope Radio. It is always a delight to connect with you and to share with you, because sharing with you each week helps me to stay focused on my favored status and keeps me accountable to walking it out each day. I would love to continue to connect with you during the week. If you have any questions or concerns you want to share with me, you can email me directly at radio@katherinelang.com, or you can come over to the website and leave a message at www.katherinelang.com/contact. You can also find me all around the internet by looking for Katherine C. Lang. At Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. Over at Twitter, I'm at Katherine C. Lang. At Google Plus, I'm the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And then at YouTube, I'm again the Katherine C. Lang. Find me. Connect with me. Let's begin to grow up these relationships that will help us each understand our favored status. Because Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite. Growing Hope Radio will be back next week, same rainbows place and same lollipops time. I do hope that you can join us and bring a friend. Let's share encouragement and hope for each of our weeks, because remember, in the sharing, that encouragement grows. Until next week, I do look forward to seeing you around the internet and connecting with you more. Look for me on social media, because when we encourage each other in this pursuit to grow up to favored status, we find our own way to grow up in this journey. Share together and grow together. Until we meet again, be blessed. And remember, in all that you're doing and in all that you're becoming, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.